Hello, I'm Gavin Horgan, headmaster of Millfield School in Somerset, the largest co-educational boarding school in the UK. Welcome to the Millfield Way podcast. Here, you'll hear from teachers, coaches, and students from Millfield and Millfield Prep School. Millfield is traditionally different, and this is the Millfield Way.
Hello and welcome to the Millfield Way. So I'm joined here by Tom Bradley and Barrister. Why don't you tell us what brought you to Millfield, what you saw when you first came and how you found it?
Okay, so I'm Varis and I live in Hong Kong right now. This is my fifth country. I've lived in Indonesia, Singapore, Japan, Hong Kong, and now I'm here in Millfield in England. I joined here because I really was interested in my sports. I'm a big swimmer. I really wanted to dedicate more of my time and balance my academics with my swimming. And I couldn't have that opportunity where I was living in Hong Kong. So now I'm coming into the school, I'm exposed to so many different nationalities, people from all over the world. And yeah, that's my story.
Tom?
Hi, I'm Tom. And I'm also from Hong Kong, like Varis. Personally, I'm Irish and Chinese, so that kind of makes me multicultural, and that's one of the main reasons why I really enjoy Millfield. I think Millfield sets you up in a very good way, especially for non-cultural kids like such as myself that are from multiple different areas. It kind of helps you because you get lots of kind of connections, and I see Millfield as kind of like a networking system. For example, personally, I'm a musician. And I know that when I leave Millfield, I'll know people, well, because we'll all come together at Millfield, but once we leave, there'll be musicians that I know that live in the UK, there'll be musicians that I know that live in China, for example, and all over the place. And Jamie?
I'm Jamie. My story about Millfield, I found Millfield through just playing sport in general. I went to a school called Port Regis, and then they beat my rugby team, so my mum started looking into what Millfield were like, and at first, my mum just threw me straight into it, and I wasn't too keen, but I think over time, I got to really be thankful for the decision my mum made about moving me to Millfield. I grew up in Germany, then I moved to Dubai, and now I live in the UK, but I always felt that my background wasn't always the best privileged background, but I felt the minute I came into Millfield, everyone was in the same boat. People were coming from Hong Kong, people were coming from China, people were coming from Dubai, Saudi, somewhere in the States, but we're all on the same boat. We share the same stories. We're away from home. And I thought that's when a community really came together. And I saw that really enlightened when I was at prep school and also at senior school, because I just saw when I had upset days when I couldn't sleep at night because I was homesick, my friends knew how to take care of me. We all came together, camaraderie came, and we all just, they helped me get through it. And that's when I saw being an international student actually didn't really, it was big at Millfield, but for me it wasn't, because I felt like I settled into the environment very well and Millfield was always there for me every step of the way.
Yeah, that's a good thing about being kind of not only just an international student, but coming to Millfield in general or any other boarding schools. You're not kind of faded by sudden changes that you would be if you weren't at a boarding school. And so when you're thrown into like an unfamiliar environment such as a boarding school, you know, we learn to cope for the future. For example, if we go off to uni, I know that so many kids are like really scared to go to uni. They've never left home, whereas, you know, we've been in and out of home for a long time now, and that's something we're used to.
Yeah, by coming here, you don't actually feel isolated by being an international student. You don't feel like you're different.
No, you don't.
Or you're better than someone. I think like by coming here, you feel like everyone's kind of equal, even though there's British students.
Because we have a big diversity. I think we have like, 60 plus kind of like different nationalities. And like personally, Hong Kong's a very small place. You know, it's a collection of few islands, yet in Millfield in one place is already, I think, like 60 plus as well students just from a small little island. So I think that's quite impressive.
I'll tell you as well, Wes, when I attend the Festival of Languages, I always find that exciting time of the year, because even though you don't know where some people are from, you start learning about the actual person, you learn about the culture. And that doesn't always happen at the International Festival. It also happens when you're in the boarding house. Sometimes I shared a room with a boy called Nasser, the first Mongolian in Millfield history. And I learned about the Mongolian culture, and that I think benefited me a lot because I was studying RS and Buddhism and all of that. And I felt I became a bit more enlightened about different cultures, and Millfield does help me with that and provide that for me.
And it also creates a community of people who are tolerant to other types of people. You know, you get to learn about different cultures, about different experience people have,
because you meet multicultural yeah. people, and like you have like it's just you have high levels of kind of adaptability, if you yeah. know what I mean.
Yeah. You can adapt to new environment very quickly, which is very useful when you are growing older. And it also helps to have the day students at the school, because we get to know about our local community as well. Because sometimes maybe, you know, because we're boarding, we're kind of stuck in this kind of boarding environment. But having the day students, they kind of show us what's, you know, also in our local community, what's here in UK for some people who never lived in the UK before.
But that's not only good for like us, as in we get to meet the local community of day kids, but it's also good for them because yeah. they get to meet us, which is what, for example, most people that live in street, that don't go to Millfield, they only know street, and everyone they meet lives in street. Whereas the kids that go to Millfield that live in street, they meet for people from all over the world. It's kind of like when you're at Millfield, the world's kind of like a. It's like a little microcosm. Yeah. You have like a little kind of world, which is Millfield, which has kids from all over the place. And that can, yeah, as you were saying, that really benefits the day students because they can kind of meet people from all over the world.
With being at Millfield and learning about the different cultures, I think that also benefits because you become tolerant, and overall that reduces the amount of, sometimes outside of our Millfield gates, racism, prejudice, people not being excluded because of how they look. I think because we're all here together, we learn how to adapt, how to not be rude to certain cultures, what not to say. Do you definitely agree with that, guys?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, for sure, yes, yeah.
For sure.
And also when it's long-term, when you're looking at job roles, if you want to become a manager,
yeah,
you know that, okay, at certain times, perhaps people from a Muslim background, they might have Eid or Ramadan, so therefore they can't eat during lunch break. So you have to be a bit more tolerant if they're feeling a bit more tired.
You're more understanding of different cultures.
And when, you know, I would like to get into maybe a career of nursing, and by having this international background, I'm exposed to different skills. I know how to communicate with people who have maybe different opinions. I know how to adapt to new situations because of all these new kind of ideas from all the generated from people around us.
Mm. Yeah, Millfield just in general, it's just Millfield and its connections. That's like, you know, that's next level. Next level. As in Jamie, like you know quite well about the OM program. So what do you tell us about that? Yeah,
that definitely. With the OM Society at Millfield, it allows you to also, once you leave Millfield, you get to meet new people. And what Millfield is sort of
from around the world, especially.
Millfield is an advertising brand in which once you go out, you tell people you're from Millfield, and immediately it starts up a conversation, especially with people who are alumni from Millfield School. They start asking you, what boarding house were you in? And that it creates that likability between you and your future.
Yeah, literally, like, on the train the other day, we saw
relationships.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no. Like on the train the other day, Jamie and I went on Exia, and we literally bumped into someone that went to Millfield, and then it sparked up a conversation. You know, he was literally at the same house as us, and yeah, it's pretty crazy.
And also having all these OMs, they sometimes come in to give lectures. So a guy last year, he was a veteran, and he gave a talk about blood cancer in dogs, and it was just so nice, you know, to see that they still come back. And there must be a reason why they come back. It's because they love this environment. They love the opportunity the school is, but also all how open and engaging it was to be here.
Yeah, because Millfield has like so many connections. Just like in general, Jamie does athletics, I do music, and I know that the people in the music department will help me with connections, for example, for uni and for maybe future jobs. And I know for a fact that Jamie, which he'll probably tell you about now, has lots of connections in like the athletics world.
Especially, I definitely do believe that with my coaching staff. Even when I'm not at school, I still get that same level of high level coaching because my coach, Mr. Richardson, he has been at that top level of Great Britain coaching, and he knows he's got his own system of networking in which he introduces me to other coaches, so then I can get that high standard of coaching, so then I can excel in my event. And Millfield does definitely provide that because they have those networking abilities. Do you feel that? Guys, do you feel like you have more access to those kind of things once you go into the sixth form, or do you think you had that all the way through?
Now going to sixth form, you have a greater range of opportunities. Now that I can do to help, you know, for my future career of nursing, I'm now doing a lot of volunteering work. So last week I went to the care home, the local care homes. We've been making Christmas cards with them, and it's nice to also engage. You feel like you're giving back to your local community. You're learning about, you know, the problems that are happening here and getting involved in Millfield, but also connecting with other relationships to create a better environment for us to live in.
Definitely. I feel like, in my opinion, Millfield has become sort of a second home to me, because when I'm away from home, I have all my friends around me. I have the tender love and care from my house parents, and especially seeing, I spoke to Mr. Horgan about this as well, when you see the younger children running around, so the house parents' children, it makes it seem even more like a community. It makes it seem more real that we have people from all the way from prep school level running around, and you're interacting with them, speaking with them. Especially last year, the highlight of my year was snow day. I was building a snowman with my house parents' kids. They were 3 and 5, and it just brought joy to my whole day. And then suddenly smack down prep, but it's still I enjoyed the whole experience of just being able to interact with people from different age groups. And Millfield does it's such a enjoyable, authentic place for me to hang out in, even when I'm away from home. Mm. And I enjoy every minute I spend here.
And I think you get more of that when you get into the sixth form, especially. Like, I feel as, I don't know how the best way to describe it. Like, if I was to put an analogy on it, I'd probably say that kind of, if you're in a game, when you're not in the sixth form, kind of when you're in year nine, and that, it's kind of like you've only unlocked a bit of the map, and now that you're in sixth form, you've unlocked kind of the whole map. You have like all the ammunition you want, and Millfield can really supply you with good connections and all that, you know.
We're joined here as well, Tom Barris wanting to study, be a nurse in the future, and Tom, a musician, me, an athlete. We're always at different places around the school. Kind of run us through a day of what it's like to be a musician, a want-to-be nurse, and a climate activist.
I'm doing, so in sixth form now, we do A-levels, and I'm doing 3 A-levels. I'm doing chemistry, biology, and geography. I'm loving them so far because I get to do what I'm really passionate about and really focus my learning on something that I really want to take forward in my future life. And I have maybe about 6 frees a week, and in those sessions I sometimes volunteer work, or I do extra studies and actually read on other things that will help with my studies. The library is a super great facility full of interesting topics which help support my learning in my A-level subjects. Tom, what would you like?
I'm not as fortunate as far as to have 6 frees a week. I don't have many frees a week, but I like to keep myself very busy. And I personally take 2 A-levels and BTEC. So I take art A-level and psychology, and also BTEC music. And one thing that I found, which was really great, which I don't think you'd get in many other places but Millfield, is that, for example, the BTEC program right now, it's very, I wouldn't say easy, but it's a lot about performance, and that's my kind of main part in music is performance. And I don't feel as though the program's fully stretching me at the moment, and that's something I've discussed with my teachers and the people at music. And so what they're doing is, just for me personally, they've given me more tasks to do, which I think makes the BTEC a bit harder for me and more challenging, which I don't think you'd get at many other schools. And that's great. And also, like Jamie, I do SATs as well. So that's something that the school can help you out with. Even though it's a British school, they still facilitate you to for your desires to apply to American schools. So, yeah.
Definitely. I think Millfield does create that opportunity for everyone, that if you want to study in America, study in Australia, study anywhere, they will make sure you can get the qualifications or find a way for you to help you get those qualifications.
Yeah, it's kind of like a matter of what you want to do. And if you're willing to put in the work, Millfield will kind of help you get from point A to B in the best way as possible. It's just whether you're willing to put in the work to get to A, from A to B.
Well, for me, I also do 3 A-levels just like Tom and SATs. I do German, geography, and psychology. For most of my free periods, I'm using that as training or revision and SAT lessons, because obviously when you're learning your SATs, it's a different style of study, different style of test papers, it's multiple choice. So the teachers want to help you adapt to those kind of questions, how you can overcome them and think tactically, how can I get through this paper? And Millfield has definitely helped me through those stages, and especially with balancing my sport and also academics. Millfield lays out a program for me so that I'm able to train around my free periods, train after school, before school, that my academics are my priority. There's a reason why they have the word student athlete. Student will always come first, and that's something that my mum always reiterates to me. You're always a student before you're an athlete. Your athletics is your hobby, and Millfield always helped me balance that, and I think they've always been there for me every step of the way.
And if you show a passion in something, that they will pick it up, and they will like really help and stretch and grow you. Like right now in the sixth form program, you can do an EPQ, which is half an A level, where you can choose whatever topic that interests you and you can do a whole research project on it. It's about a year long and it's fascinating because if you have a passion for anything, you can go into it, and it includes on your, you know, in your end of year, you can put it forward in university.
So it's,
kind of,
it's flexible.
Yeah, and also for me, especially to go to nursing and medical, they have now noticed that there's a group of people and people in Millfield who want to do medicine, and now created a biology medical breakfast. So every Tuesday, today I had one, and we did role play. But we're practicing for interviews in medicine. So we did role play. So I sat down and we practiced, what they might test you to get into medicine in university. So that's really helpful, to prepare for future life, especially now in sixth form.
And dipping back into the topic of kind of like free periods, like one of them, also the main reasons why I don't have as many frees as maybe other students at Millfield is because I'm on the study sport program. And one thing that I really like about that is personally I'm dysgraphic, so I kind of struggle to process information quickly and kind of write it down. And Millfield has helped me in every way possible, facilitating me with kind of like with extra time and tests and using a word processor, which is just a fancy word for a computer, in a test, because it's the easier way for me to kind of sit exams. And not only that, I have kind of study support periods where teachers can help me out with certain lessons. So if I'm struggling in psychology, I'm behind on my notes because I take a lot of time to write, then that's something I can do in my study support periods. And also, most of the teachers are kind of aware of my kind of disabilities, and they're always trying to help out in many ways as possible. And I know that, for example, Jamie's also on the study support program.
Right, I feel the study support program has really aided me also with when it comes to my catch-up work, revising for tests, because occasionally I'm away from my athletics meets, various training sessions. It means that my teachers can, I always make sure that I'll email my teachers before I leave the lesson. They'll send me the work and I'm able to catch that up in the actual lesson. Sometimes if they also have a free period as well, the teachers, I use my study support period to do a one-on-one with the teacher. And Millfield, the teachers are always open for me to do one-on-one because it shows that initiative that Millfield are always willing, they're always willing to provide for you.
And that's kind of what drew me to Millfield, is their ability to help kids like me. And I find it quite amazing that in a school of 1,300 plus kids, they're able to kind of pin down one student and really help them out. Even though it's such a big school, I will bump into kids that I've never seen before in the school. It's huge. And I think for them to kind of make me feel like I'm an individual and not in such a big group is kind of something that is not seen in many other schools and is very unique to Millfield.
Especially now in sixth form, you get to like really shine, I think, with what you're passionate about, what you feel is important to you. Actually feel like you're growing as a person, your identity and what you stand for. They really support that and they really help you shine. And I think they make you, your uniqueness is beautiful. Like it's special and it's not something that shouldn't be not heard. It's just something that we should help support.
One thing that I perceive that definitely is the Millfield way is when Jack Mayer started Millfield School. Yeah, we had lots of Indian princes come in, but sometimes we forget to mention that also at the same time, there was also people who couldn't afford to pay the school fees. But Millfield's really big about giving everyone the opportunity from all backgrounds. For me especially, I saw a couple of years ago, our old head boy, Uriel Palaby, he came through the Springboard Foundation. He used every opportunity he could at Millfield because he saw he was only there for 2 years and he made every little bit count. I was fortunate enough to also visit him when in Tottenham, where the Springboard Foundation at a school, Gladesmore, was founded. And he showed me all the boys who are part of the foundation. And I've met some of the boys at Millfield now who are part of the Springboard Foundation. And I think the whole idea of it, the bursaries that Millfield offer, really show me that the Millfield way is something special, that creating the opportunity for everyone is something that should be cherished. When you have the opportunity to be here, use every opportunity you can, whether it is in your sport, academics, co-curricular, but even virus going out to the care homes, that's showed to you by Millfield. Tom, in his music, he's setting up something for Carol in the stables. Tom's setting that up for me as athletics, being able to network with all these other different coaches, being introduced to various going to various different competitions around the world, also training camps as well. That's all through the Milford opportunity, and that's the Milford way for me.
Yeah, the way I see it is if you want an opportunity, Milfield is like happy enough and has the facilities to provide you with it, and that's what's great about it. And so, for example, I know personally in my BTEC, I'm really keen to put on events for the school, kind of student-led events where my band and I can perform in front of the whole school, and I'm really keen on doing that, and that's something that is not necessarily in the BTEC program, but they're kind of bending it slightly to fit what I want to do, and that's something that I just don't see in many other schools but Milfield.
So what do you perceive to be the Milfield way for you?
I think Milfield, they provide many opportunities, and I say, you know, use them. There's so much things you can try out, new things you can
like
try
out. Program.
You're not always stuck to maybe your passion. I mean, take risk. Like, I try out kayaking, whitewater rafting, and it was fun. Like, I had the best time of my life, and you can also try out so many wide range of things, not only just sport, but music, mm-hmm. Arts, math. You got math Olympiads, and there's so much you can do.
Yeah, the MAP program, essentially. Yeah. That lets you, yeah. Program. So kind of every Friday, we have something called the MAP program where we can kind of, it seems like it's almost like a tester where you can kind of test out different things. And when I came to Millfield, my main sport's shooting. And when I came to Milford, I'd never shot before, a clay pigeon shooting. And I tried it out for a map, and I really enjoyed it. And then, so that's something that I've pursued ever since. But the map kind of just lets you try out different things. And there's so many different kind of activities from, like, this falconry. I don't know many schools that, like, offer falconry as a kind of an activity.
Dissection, for example. If you want to go to medicine, there's dissection.
Yeah, there's, like, an e-sport community as well. So there's lots of diversity, and I think that's one of the key things that Milfield offer. It's just diversity in sports and academics
and in people.
Yeah, in cultures, and just diversity in everything, and it kind of everything gets put into one kind of little ball known as Milfield, and that, I think that's really great.
So I'd like to round up the final show, and I think the best way to do it is, how would you sum up, I'm going to ask you two the question, how would you sum up Milfield in three words, Tom?
I'd say diversity has to be one, opportunities is another, and I think, even though it sounds very cheesy, just very fun, because I know that those are the three things that I'll take from Milfield. I'd say those are my three words.
Virus.
Milfield is a place where you can grow, where you can learn, and you can be disruptors.
What about you, Jamie?
It's authentic, it's enjoyable, fantastic. So you've been listening to the Milfield Way podcast. Jamie Schluter, Virus Mills, and Tom Bradley, thank you very much.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Tune in for the next episode of The Milfield Way, where I'll be speaking to Lower Six hurdler Lucy Jane Matthews, who joined Milfield on scholarship. We'll be talking about how she's going to be getting ready for her first senior England international in Bratislava. We'll also be talking about her future plans and goals in achieving future Olympic success.